Teira Or, Parshas Mishpatim, page Ayin Tes. Okay, let's start again. Vine Oitzot. Okay, let's go. Second column on the page. The Alter Rebbe is explaining there's a level of Akara that has no costs, so to speak. Einu Avalad, she doesn't even have a cost. Cost is the level of Bittul, Klirek, and Machzik, an empty vessel holds, and a full one doesn't. So he says, how do you come to that? Okay, the few lines we learned, so we'll go quick. In the eight of last is Kleirekon, the eight to make an empty vessel, like it says, Levinishba Vinitke. Eshkin is Dakiruch Hashem rests amongst people that are bottle. Vukamashal Umanaisa Kali Klei Kibul. Like an expert that makes a vessel to the receptacle. Lakesiba Patris Sovav Sovav. You have to bang it all around until it becomes hollow inside. A person has to be humble and broken. That there should be an empty place within him, allowing for godliness to exist. Okay, seeing this also, this we still learned yesterday. There's another thing it says. The Mishnah says, Gemara says, Halacha says that the cup that you use for Kiddush and benching has 10 prerequisites to it. It has to be tzarech hadochem mibifnim. One of the things is it has to be washed inside. From inside it has to be washed. What does that mean? Even somebody that by nature is humble. He's poor. Vainly metzach lohadim reshi doesn't have the strength, so to speak, the guts to be proud. Tzarech shalayita libe. He says what it needs is you can't be drawn after dvarim amutarim, even permissible things. In other words, not only the level of bittul is not to do forbidden things, the bittul is you're not allowed to even do permissible things. To be mokosh b'amalev nefesh ki ef shaleilim shiis kaim asiyas dvarim amutarim b'leilev, because it's possible for the world that can keep doing physical things which are allowed, but as the Gemara uses the expression, you can be a novel b'shus ha-teira. You can be a despicable person with Torah permission, meaning you're not doing anything wrong. And if your heart will be turned to worldly things, is clay kibble. It's impossible to have this be a vessel actually tired until you become pure. In other words, even if you have permissible tithes and temptations, you still need to get out of that, because then you have proper bittul. Like a dirty cup. You can't put wine into it until you wash it. Or a woman is not able to become pregnant even if she until she goes to the mikveh. In other words, in order for a person to be connected to Hashem, you need bittul in a pure way. Now you can do everything permissible according to Torah, and you can be completely impure. Like Dalter Rebbe says, when you have tivus, you lower it into Sholos Kibbutzot Tumeis, even kosher tivus. Vinei says, okay, another thing. Now, even after a person makes his keli, which is clean and pure, in there's another thing you need to do. What is that? When you mash your kos of batispal chana l'Hashem u'bochi sifke. Chana, when she wanted to have the baby Shmuel, right? She cried to Hashem. She davened u'bochi sifke and she cried. What does that mean? Ki hinei kenes is Yisrael. Yesh lo kama b'chinus u'sheinus. Like we have everything in Torah. The neshama has a lot of names. Hashem has a lot of names. Everything. Yisrael has a lot of names. He says the Yidden have a lot of names to them. What does it mean? When she is in the level of giving birth, then they're called Leah, because Leah had a lot of kids. Ema Bonim. When she's in a barren state, where she doesn't give birth to love and fear, then she calls Chana. Why? Like it says, Chana ain't Yeladim. In other words, like this. When the Eden have Avivira, the children, love and fear, which are the children of Seichel, so then they're called Leah. When they don't have children, then they're called the level of Chana. Like it says, Chana, ain't your Lord. She didn't have any Avivira. So what did Chana do to get children?
Hashem gave us this power, right?
Yeah.
To
break it. Yeah, to overcome it.
He gave it to me.
Yeah, to overcome it. The Eitzah, and what's the Eitzah? Vatispalul Chana alavaya. Chana davened to Al Hashem. It doesn't say she davened El Hashem. She davened Al Hashem. What does Al Hashem mean? V'inyen, Kishem avaya meir al shem shemahavis akil miayin liyesh. Okay? Yudke Vavke means Mahava created. That refers to Shem Zel B'chol Elimis Atzilis B'ri Yitzir Nasir. She'ein Chilik B'neim. In other words, like this. Havaya created Atzilis and B'riya and Yitzir Nasir. Right? So Havaya created all of that. What's the difference? Zeh Bara V'zeh Yotza. This is the level of B'riya Yashmiyayim. And this is the level of Yitzir, which is more of a form of it. Avo Derech Klal. But generally speaking, the level of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which means Mahava, Hashem is making everything equally exist. We said, Daimim to Meichai Medaber, Daimim is existing as much as Medaber. Inanimate exists as much as Medaber. Achamit to Shem Zev, but the real, so in other words, like this. The name Havaya really exists in all worlds. But Amit Hashem Da'ein Alagabi Elimus and Netzolim Vanivram Vanetzrim Vanasim. He says all four worlds. The world of Netzolim, Nivraim, Netzrim, and Nasim, which is Atzilus B'ri Yitzir Nasir. So therefore, Havaya refers to the level of Alokus that creating worlds, the four worlds. Ach, aber legabe a kodesh baruch hu bechveidu v'atzmei leishayach klal leimishem zeh. You can't use the name, in other words, like we learned, there's Anechi and Havaya, there's Ato and Havaya. Havaya, you can't say about the essence of Hashem. It's still a name of Hashem, the way Hashem is being identified with something else. Creation. I feel vain and need for as we get Matthias Clark, it says, Ani Avaya Shalinisi Atu Kedim Shineva Atu Lacha Shineva Doela. Okay? Which means basically like this. The level of Yud Kei Vav Kei is the level of Alokus creating worlds. The greater Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud is Atzilus, He is Bria, Vav is Yitzira, He is Asiya. You know, and it's called Mahava, creator. If it's creating, it's connected to creations. This is what it says in the Pirkei Rabbi Lazar. Actually, Nivra Olam Hayakadosh Baruch Hu Shmei Bulvad. The only thing that existed is what Pirkei Rabbi Lazar says. The only thing that existed before Hashem created the world was Hashem in His name. What does it mean, Hashem in His name? Pirush Shmei Levad. Shashmei Eina Begadim Mahov Maha. Mechaya Klal, it's Levadei, like it says, Kinisk of Shmei Levadei. That, before Hashem created the world, even the level of Shem, name, is infinitely greater than the world. It wasn't even creation. Like it said, actually, Nivraylam. Before there was creation, there was only the essence. And he says, Kinisk of Umeir Aleflog Yaseidah. Niskav means is completely removed. Shumot l'gharbe me'elimitz and etzolim is completely removed from worlds. Meaning like this. You have, even mamalik kol almin permeates world. Seviv kol almin encompasses the world. It's above world. But the fact that you say seviv kol almin means it's still surrounding worlds. It's above worlds, but it's connected to worlds. Like we learned, there's food that you internalize. Then you have clothing that you wear around you, but it has to be your size. Yeah, you don't digest it, but it still has to be your size. Then you have housing, which is one size fits all. Kedem Shinivar Ilam Hoyo Shmei Bavad is the level of, so to speak, bias. It's Einay Movadi.
What's the significance of having his name?
Because it represents different levels of Hashem. Hashem acting different ways. The Malach asked Hashem, what is your name? So, Meshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, what is your name? And Hashem answered, depends what I do. When I do this, I'm called Kel. When I do this, I'm called Alokim. When I do this, I'm called Tzvois. When I do this... Yeah. Ayah means... No, but Ayah is still the level of world. What?
Why is it the name that is the revelation we can repeat, but the essence...
We cannot repeat.
But the essence we can repeat. Why?
Can you step on the safer?
No.
No. Can you step on the ground?
Yes.
Is Gashmius from Atmos? Let me ask you, when you step on the ground, are you stepping on Hashem?
No.
No, what?
There's a part
what?
Of Hashem in it.
So I'm stepping on him?
No.
Why not? Is this earth, is this floor Hashem?
Yes.
Yes.
If you bow to the floor, by the way, you're worshipping idols.
Absolutely. There is a part of Hashem in the floor, but there is not revealed.
Oh, so in the revelation, because we feel it, that's why you have to respect it. Because you feel it. You feel the Kedusha. Okay. To give life to heaven and earth. But the horn is given to the nation, meaning because then we're close to Hashem. Meaning, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain very simple. Chana didn't have any children, which means she had no Ava V'Yira. So what did Chana do together? She davened Al Hashem. So the Alter Rebbe is first explaining what is the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The name of Yud Kei Vav Kei means we Hashem's creating worlds. Right? And there is a level of Hashem higher than that. Higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Alter Rebbe is going to say, that's why she davened Al Havaya, higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei, to be able to get the level of Ava V'Yira that she couldn't get normally. By davening.
How did she knew she has to?
She learned Chassidus. She learned this maimer.
But she also went to the Kohen.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
she went to the Beis Hamikdash.
Was she a Jew?
Yeah. The Gemara says she was one of the seven prophetesses, whatever you call it. Female prophets. And he says, they are crave mele batman kei lekar mele biyuchudei. And when a person realizes how removed Hashem is, that it's only a ray of his name is on heaven and earth, heyday of the name is a letter to Shemayim, to slahit nafshay, his soul will become inflamed, la'afshech nafshay mineged, to throw himself against it, limsin nafshay kedushas Hashem bepeil mamish, be to actually have kiddush and mitzvahs nefesh, yes nefesh tzmeya, the kosel Hashem is dapke ruach beruach to connect himself with Hashem. Okay, so therefore, what is the level of his baininess? But this palol chana, by the way, tefillah means binding and connection. How do you bind and connect to the level of Yud Kei Vav Kei, or even here, Al Havaya, higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei? So the answer is, when you daven, and you meditate, and you internalize, then you become one with it. Something you internalize, you become one with. Your food becomes your blood and flesh. Your clothing doesn't become your blood and flesh, because you don't internalize it. When you internalize something, it becomes one with you. When a person davens, tefillah means binding, connection. If you daven in a way that you internalize it, then you become one with that level of Elokus that you're revealing. That's how you connect.
It doesn't last very long.
Because then, like you said before, then it's false salute. That's the level of Meshakela. They have no miscarriages.
No.
Miscarriages mean you give birth. You have Ava, it doesn't last.
It's very difficult to meditate and absorb and become one with the Tefila when you're racing, you're trying to catch up.
It's racing.
It's a constant race.
Yeah, so what do you want me to do?
I don't know, it's very hard to meditate.
And if you daven for 5 hours, you'll get there. If you daven for 5 hours, you'll get there.
People
that great chassidim used to meditate for 5 hours and daven. They didn't wake up 2 o'clock in the afternoon and daven from, you know.
An hour before?
They used to get up before dawn and used to go to mikveh and learn and then daven for 6 hours.
So
what
about
Parnassa?
What about Parnassa?
You try.
You need to work.
When you do it, God gives you Parnassa in less time. Which means I'm Shiakom Machshav or Dibur Maisa Shalai. That all the thought speaks in action. Machshav should be connected. But Machshav or Dibur Maisa Shalai Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meaning, our thoughts should be in Hashem's thoughts, our speech in Hashem's speech, and so on. Mi'umka deliba, within the depth of the heart. With the veik of a resheka, with a binding and a longing. Like it says, nafshi of yisicha, and he says like this. V'zehu v'atispa lochana alavaya. How do you get from no children, meaning, lochana ein yelodim, lochana didn't have any children, meaning, no ava v'yiro. How do you get it? So he said, that's what Chana did, v'atispa lochana alavaya. Tfilo, what is davening? You mean like Rashi says in Chumash, and the level, the word naftali, which is the same root as tfilo, there's a lot of interpretations of the word means to judge, or whatever. But Rashi says naftali means an expression of chibur, binding. Everything. No, that's it. Chassidus explains davening is like fighting,
right.
Wrestling versus arrows, which is long distance, which is tato. Okay, so he says, Tfilo shemizkah shiratzma al havaya lemaila b'china shem havaya. Where did she tap into Chana? You know, when all is lost, you try to tap into it. In other words, if your brain doesn't cause you to have children, I mean, you're ava and yira, no. It doesn't cause you to have ava and yira. So what must you do? You have to tap into a level higher than seichel. When you tap into a higher level of higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei, so then you have things that you normally don't have. So a woman who's barren can have children. Like it says Hashem by Avram Avinu, say, he told him to go out. He said, go from your constellation, let's go. Allah, he took him out and he looked down at the stars, meaning he became higher than the level of Mazolus and Kechavim and all that, and he changed his mazel. That's why when, God forbid, somebody's very sick, you add a name, because then you change the mazel.
But the Jew is above the mazel.
He's not bound. Do you say mazel tov to somebody?
Yeah.
Somebody has a baby, you say mazel tov?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you say mazel tov if they have no mazel?
It's a
minig. No, what is minig? It's
tayinah.
It says that we say by Kiddush Shavuot, it's simen tayinah mazel tov.
Yes.
Yeh lochol Yisrael.
But all the show is higher than mazel.
We have mazel, but we're not bound by mazel. But still have this mazel. We could change mazel. Our mazel is ayin mazel Yisrael.
Right.
But we still have mazel. But we're above mazel.
Right. That's
could change it.
But if you
could
don't
change
have mazel, then you're still mazel. You know that.
What? Oh, sorry.
Is that like giving a bracha when you don't have mazel?
It's a form of a bracha too.
You should have to pass it.
And more you give, the more it comes. It's like a cheshire.
Like what?
It's like a
Maya spring.
Well, the more you give, bracha.
What word did you use?
Cheshire.
Hakachanik. Okay. Hamed al Savas Chiyum Kili Bat Vilcha Bichud Yisbar Mitzias Nevi Bishvini Atzma. So what Chana did was she attached herself to the level Al Vatispalul Chana. She became connected Al Havaya to the level higher than Yudke, to Anechi, Ata, you know, those, a level higher than the name of Hashem. In a way of Mesiris Nefesh, and then you awaken Rachmim Rabim. That's why we learned many times the order of davening is to come to B'chol Levavcha, right? And then out to Mishmon Esri, complete Bittul. So first you have Pesuk de Zimra, then you have about the Malachim, and then what do we say right before Shema? If all is not working, then we say Avino Avarachman Hamrachim Rachim Naaleinu. What do we finally say to Hashem? Listen, my intellect's not working. Nothing's working. Avarachma means the Father of Mercy, the Source of Mercy, which is even higher than Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke is Rachmim. Halavai means the level even higher than Rachmim. When we say Avarachman, from the level higher, the Source of Rachman is, bring it down to us. And that's what Chana said. It does not working. Let's go tap into a level which is above. I'll give you an example. A tzaddik can give you a bracha. Give you a bracha, yeah. It can either work or not. Why? You're a vessel, it works. You're not a vessel, it's not going to work. Right? Very simple. But when a tzaddik promises, that doesn't mean anything, because a promise taps into a level, even if you're not a Keli, there's a Keli. I have a relative, so I hear the story, many, many years ago. He didn't have any children. He went to the Rebbe for a bracha for children, and the Rebbe gave him a bracha. He said, no, I don't want that. I want a promise. He had chutzpah, but he got what he wanted. And he had a kid. He said, Rebbe, I don't want a bracha, I want a promise. I mean, it takes, you know, it's like this, it's chutzpah, but when it comes from the essence, mumka daliba, then it's a whole different story. Why? I look at a promise. Why do you need a keli for a promise? Because the promise means it's going to happen whether there's a keli or not. That comes even from a higher level.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. Think about it. A bracha needs a keli. For, like the Tzemach Tzedek told this guy, he came to the Tzemach Tzedek, asked the bracha, he gave him a bracha, didn't work. So he came back, he wanted a refund, you know. Tzemach Tzedek said to him, for a farmer, the biggest bracha is rain. For a farmer, the biggest bracha is rain. But rain only works if you plow and you plant and you sit home a whole day and do nothing and it rains, it could be raining, but it's not a bracha. You need a keli for the bracha to work. So the Tzemach Tzedek said to this guy, make a keli. You didn't make a keli. Well, of course the bracha is not going
to
work. She didn't go to Eli. She was davening in the Beis Hamikdash. Eli thought she was drunk. So she said to him, I'm not drunk.
And then what did he say to her?
He gave her a bracha. Does she have a kid? Obviously, you're talking about who's the shluchim along the way.
The bracha works too. Maybe what? That if a sadly gives somebody a bracha, and the bracha works, that means that person had a
Kaylee? Could be.
What was the promise?
It could be.
He could say, I bought something. He bought for me.
Until 7:30.
Also, buying a ticket for
Yeah, you want to win the lottery, you got to buy a ticket. I can give you a bracha for a million years. A tzaddik can give you a bracha. Nothing's going to work. You need a keli. But a promise is a whole different story. It's interesting. A promise is a promise.
Who has the guts to ask the Rebbe for a promise?
You know, Chana was a broken... Right. Chana says, modas nafshi, she was a bitter woman.
She was broken.
She really wanted it. She wanted it.
When you mean it, it works. I want you to know something. There's a lot of things. When people ask the Rebbe for bracha, and they really meant it, they got it. That itself is the key the master key that opens all the doors, you know. Hi, I'm here, give me a bracha, you know, come on, it's not going to work.
If I'm going to have heart surgery, please pray, give me bracha that surgery goes on.
Yeah.
You fool, why don't you ask him to pay no surgery?
No, the guy asked the Rebbe, because I have a heart condition, take away the job he gave me. So the Rebbe said, you fool, why don't you ask me to take away the heart surgery, the heart problem that you could do the mission? Listen, people are stupid. We're all stupid.
2020
hindsight. When there's the Rishonim write, you know, the Gemara speaks about the woman could have said this, the woman could have said, Taina Migui, you know, all that stuff. We believe it because if she was... So the Rishonim asks, maybe she's not so smart. Maybe the guy's not so smart. You know, when you, the Gemara says, well, you believe her because she, if she's alive, she could have said a better life. Maybe she wasn't so smart to think of a better life. So they answer, when it comes to yourself, everybody's smart. When it comes to what you need, everybody's smart.
Like
those of Slavka. Yeah, well, Slavka was smart anyway, Rashi says. They're brilliant girls.
I hope what you're saying is correct.
Huh?
I hope what you're saying is correct.
I didn't say anything. I just quoted what Tay says, that it's saying him right. Of course it's correct. I don't see, let me tell you something. I see nothing of my own. I'm not that able to say anything of my own. I just, there's a microphone that...
That's a total bitter.
Total bitter.
Very good.
The reason I said it, because I wanted to show you that I'm bottom. You understand? I'm so great, like the guy that was learning late at night and the shades were drawn, but he made a slit in the shade that people should look in to see he's learning. And now he's at, the shades are down, he even doesn't want to show off.
Fire! Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great level.
You heard the story of Baba Sally?
Which one?
It's in the book. The guy goes after 4 or 5, daughter asks for the bracha to have a boy. And he says, I give you a bracha to have a child. He says, no, give me a bracha to have a boy. He says, I give you a bracha to have a child. He comes back, he says, Baba Sally, give me a bracha to have a son. He says, okay, now we have to have l'chaim. He has a l'chaim, he gives a araq. You know, he was there. L'chaim. He goes and he has a boy. That's a promise.
They give a lot of school.
It's written in his book.